WJ4WZM, W4DJW. W4DJW, stand by for net. CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagChew portion. Let's see, we'll start off with pre-net check-ins, then we'll go into EchoLink check-ins, and then we'll go into brand new amateur radio operators that have never checked into a net before. So, start off with pre-net. We've got Fred, W4FCM. He's over in Travelers Rest. Bring with him N4IEI. That's Miss Isla. Fred, if you're listening, tell Miss Isla we said hello. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. KO4IW, that's Ben, and Ben is in Easley. Good to have you with tonight, Ben. Hope you're doing well. K4OSH, that's Pat. He's over in Malden. Good to have you with tonight, Pat. W4IOE, that's Sid. He's over in Fletcher, who just wrapped up. I think he's wrapped up. He might not be. The 14664 net over on the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club. That's different from our club. Our club is the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. So be sure and stop by every Sunday with Sid and 14664 with a PL tone of 91.5 Sunday at 8 o'clock. He has a very good net. And directly after that net, he's got the Slow Scan TV net. So you may want to stick around and listen to that. And if you're listening, Sid, appreciate you checking in with us this evening. And tell Miss Beverly we said hello. W2AMD, that's Andrew, who's over in Simpsonville. Good to have you with us tonight, Andrew. KW4TS, that's Jim, who is normally in Elzer, and that's where he is tonight. Good to have you with tonight, Jim. KA5WLL, that's Leroy over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with tonight, Leroy. N4DJC, that's Jerry over in Anderson. Appreciate you being here tonight, Jerry. K4XMR, that's Melvin in Prosperity, South Carolina. Good to have you with tonight, Melvin. Haven't had anybody from Prosperity in quite a while. Good to have you with us tonight. KO4BDM, that's my neighbor Jim over here just across the other side of the school from me in Taylor's. That's where Taylor's and Greer come together. Good to have you with us tonight, Jim. Hope you're doing well. And K4OIM, that's our Tuesday night net controller, Walt, over in Inman, South Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Walt. Hope you're doing well. And I'll check to make sure that's all. Then that is all. Appreciate everybody for using the pre-net check-in capability. That's what it's there for. Glad to see you guys are using it. Well, next, move on to the EchoLink stations. And we've got a couple EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net called W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in. Kilo, November 4. Romeo, Juliet, November. John, Brown Summit, North Carolina. Evening to you, Dave. 73s to everybody. I'll be negative and negative.
Net control. This is Kilo, Oscar 4. November, Uniform Echo. Name is Chad. QTH is in Richmond, Virginia. Please also check in with me. Kilo, Oscar 4. Quebec, Romeo, Golf. 73s, thank you for calling the net tonight, Dave.
KW, I'm hopping in here. I know I got to link up, but I'm ready to take over the net whenever you're ready to hand it back over to me. Sorry for coming in late. I forgot that it was my turn.
Okay, Daniel, no problem. Let me just recognize these, and then I'll give you a status, and I'll hand it off to you. Net control, I'd like to recognize KN4RJN, that's John, and John is in Brown Summit, North Carolina. Good to have you with us, John. As well as KO4NUE, that's Chad, who is in Richmond, Virginia this evening, along with KO4QRG. And KO4QRG, it's a brand new call. It's not in the edition of the FCC database that I have on my desktop. And it's not on QRZ, because I tried to pull it from both, and it's not there. So can you give me a name to go with that, Chad?
Control, correction, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Romeo Golf. Name is Chris, QTH, Richmond, Virginia.
Very good. Thank you for that. It's a brand new call. It's not unusual. Brand new calls that don't show up in the FCC database. Oh, it's probably there. I just probably don't have a cut on my computer yet. Anyway, Net Control, like to recognize KO4QRG, brand new amateur radio operator up in Richmond, Virginia. Good to have you with us tonight, Chris, if you're listening. And KJ4WZM, W4DJW, I have one message for you. Are you the handoff of the net? Are you ready to copy?
This cat is busy trying to knock my radio out of my hand, but I'm ready to copy when you are.
Okay, we have 16 check-ins, and that's myself, and that does not include you. All right, so you will make number 17, and that's all of the pre-net check-ins, and that is two EchoLink check-ins, and I have not called for brand new amateur radio operators yet. So that's at that point we'll be ready for RF check-ins. So 16 minus you plus me. All right, so 16 total for me, and you add yourself, that'll make 17. QRZ, QSL.
So I have 16 check-ins plus myself, that brings it to 17. And you have recognized the pre-net check-ins and the first two EchoLink stations that have come on. I have not called for the brand new AMs yet or began the normal roll call. Affirmative.
Roger, roger. W4DJW turning over net control to KJ4WZM.
Hey folks, this is KJ4WZM in the Blue Ridge Premier Net. Looking for any brand new licensed amateurs. If you have just recently gotten your license and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Premier Net, please call KJ4WZM or net control. Hearing none, we'll go ahead with a normal roll call. This is directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your name, call, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the ride to portion. Tonight being Sunday night, we'll begin with stations Alpha through Delta, A through D. If you'd like to check into Blue Ridge Stream Internet, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
KJ4WZM. Daniel, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo, Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be in and out tonight.
Please check in and out, November 4, Bravo, X-Ray, Bravo, Herb, up in Shelby. Good evening.
4WZM. Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey. This is Tyler and Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative. 7-3 to everybody on the net.
A4WZM. Hey, this is Glenn and Gray Court, KD2BNG. Check me in and out. Thank you.
Drill. Check in. Kilo, Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel. KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt. Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
WCM. In K1CJW. Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey. The name is Roland, located at Pickens. Negative and negative. And good evening to all.
Net control. Leave it to the net, and if you will, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, NDOCA Golf, KO 4, ISG, Dan, over here in Gastonia, Gaston County. Good night, and good night, so everybody's well.
That's a pretty good group of folks. Net would like to recognize KK4DMW. That is Rick. He brings along with him his wife, Lorena, KK4ONO, and his daughter, Michelle, KM4MLQ. They're out on the beach tonight, and y'all are free to secure at your leisure. Next up, I've got
N4BXB, that is Herb and Shelby. And, man, I was looking at the radar today. You had some storms roll through. So hopefully you got a little bit of rain out of that, but hopefully not too much. Next, I've got W4CTW, that is Tyler and Taylor's. KD2BMG, Glenn and Gray Court. Glenn, sound like you need to go ahead and secure early, too. You're welcome to leave. It's all good. Secure to leisure. Next, I have KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville. And K1CJW, Roland and Pickens. And KO4ISG, Danny in Gastonia. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D, if you would like to check into Blue Ridge Tremunet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
KO4CES, Kilo Oscar 4, Charlie Echo Foxtrot. This is Andrew and Emman, and I'll be negative, negative 9. Thank you.
And completely out of order, Kilo Julia 4, Uniform Alpha Uniform. That's KJ4UAU. My name is Arthur. I am in Greenwood, and I'll just be in and out.
Nice. KO4CEF, that is Andrew and Inman, and someone I haven't seen in a very long time, KJ4UAU. Arthur in Greenwood, he got his amateur radio license the same year that I did. It's been a long time, Arthur. been licensed just over 10 years now. Actually, 11 this year. Alrighty, any last station, Alpha through Delta, A through D, if you would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Net Control. Well, Whiskey 4, Bravo Delta Romeo, W4BDR, Brian in Chesney, South Carolina, over.
Recognize, W4BDR, that is Brian in Chesney. Thanks for checking, Brian. Let's see here. We'll go ahead and move up to Ether H now. Echo through Hotel. If you would like to check into Blue Ridge Premier Net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
4WZM. Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Kemmer, North Carolina. Negative, negative, no eyes and thanks.
Checking in, KC4EZN, that is Harry up in Kendler, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in with me, Harry. Hope you're doing well. I'll look for any more stations. Ether H, Echo through Hotel. If you would like to check into Blue Ridge Premier Net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Lima then. I through L, if you would like to check into Blue Ridge Premier Net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
KJ4WZM. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, and saying 73 is for each one of you.
4WZM. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
4WZM. Hello, India 4, Lima Zulu, India. JI4LZI on HD. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table, and you keep on practicing with that traffic from 3915 on the sideband net.
For WZM. And Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, KO4 and JKV. This is Duncan in Nashville. No traffic, no comment. 73 to everybody on the net.
Control, I'm curious if you got my check-in. WA4HNT, Alton in Pendleton.
Alrighty, let's recognize this group of folks here. I have, first up, I have KK4JFL. That is James up on the mountain in Tuxedo. I have KK4, JDQ Larry, and his wife Donna, KC4 MFK. They are at home in Greer. Then I have KI4 LZI. That is Andy up on Table Rock. And Andy, that was Chad that had originally done the traffic that came off the SCSSB net. I don't have a HF radio right now, but I'm dying to get one. I would love to get my hands on a HF radio. I've got my general class license, but currently not able to get on HF. However, I did just do an awful lot of reading from the South Carolina single sideband net website and looked up all the rules on how to pass traffic and got real familiar with them because it was very interesting to me and something I've definitely wanted to work on. So got all my questions answered there. That was awesome. That was Andy up on Table Rock on a HT. Thanks for checking with me, Andy. Next I have KL4JKV. That is Duncan in Asheville, and WA4H and T, that is Austin in Pendleton. Stations, India through Lima, I through L. If you'd like to check into Blue Ridge Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. So for I through L, so we'll go ahead and move up to Mike through Papa, M through P. If you'd like to check into Blue Ridge Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
KJ4WZM. Please check in Whiskey 2, Mike and Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. Also check in my wife, Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango, Papa. That's KN4HTP. We're here in Simpsonville. We'll be in and out tonight. Thanks for calling the net tonight, Daniel, and 73 is the net. Contact.
Net would like to recognize W2MJB, that is Mark. And KN4HTP, that is Wendy. They're at home in Simpsonville tonight. Y'all are free to secure at your leisure, but it sounds like AA4RM Robert would like to catch up with you for just a second, is what it sounds like. So hang on just for a second. Go ahead. I'm at not Mark. Robert, go ahead. Robert.
Okay, I'll send this to the missus on that side, W2. I'm sorry, to Wendy, whatever her call is. I haven't written down here. I need to get our schedule right for this week, Mark, or for this month, Mark, and just need to know if that swapping of the first and third Mondays, if she wanted that to be permanent or just last month, if you could ask her.
Ram W2MJB, yeah, she's standing here right here in the kitchen, and she was wanting to make that permanent, if that's okay with you.
Roger, so you'll take first and second, and I'll take third, fourth, and fifth if there is one. That'll work out just great. Thank you, and that's all I have there. If you want to go ahead and check me in, I do have a question I want to ask. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it. A4RM, clear back to death.
4WZM. Kilo Oscar 4, Oscar Lima Kilo. This is Steven. I'm over in Pendleton tonight, and I'll be negative and negative.
WZM, please check in. Kilo Watt 4, Oscar India Mike. K4, OIM. Walt up here in Edmond. And I'd like to say hi to Herb up there in Shelby if he's still there. And I was wondering if you got that ball joint replaced today. Negative.
Alrighty, now I'd also like to recognize AA4R. Let's see. I'm trying to remember who I recognized. Yeah, I recognize Mark and Wendy. Also like to recognize AA4RM, that is Robert. And KR4OLK, that is Steven and Pendleton. K4OIM, I have you already checked in from pre-net check-ins. No, I ended up doing some other stuff today. I fixed someone else's car and also helped Nathan with Nathan and Johnny next door to me with the project they had going on in their yard. I desperately need to get my ball joint stuff done, but I just I haven't gotten around to it. It's very urgent at this point. The thing's about to come apart, and it's a serious problem. But I didn't do it this weekend. I need to do it next weekend. It's been so hot, too. I've really been dreading going out there on all the heat and humidity, working on it in the sun, and then as soon as I go out and work on anything, it starts pouring down rain. It did that today, too, so I still haven't got that done. Well, I've got to, but I still haven't gotten it done, and it's really eating at me. Anyways, Robert, you mentioned that you had a question. Do you want to ask your question now, or do you want me to get back to you on it?
Let me ask you now. I need to confirm from someone that the meeting of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society tomorrow night will be in person at the Red Cross, or will it be virtual through, I think we've been using not Zoom, but the other one. But I'm pretty sure it's going to be in person, but I just need to confirm that. I haven't been on the net this week, and if anybody's mentioned it, everybody knows for sure.
Meeting is scheduled for tomorrow evening at 940 Grove Road, the Red Cross building in Greenville. Whatever the normal start time is, I forget if it's 7 or 7:30, but it is normal schedule, normal original location where it hasn't been in well over a year. So, anybody who's interested in attending the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society meeting is at 940 Grove Road, the Red Cross building in downtown Greenville tomorrow.
And thank you, sir. A4RM.
Robert, I'm glad I was able to help.
He's copying November 1. Mike Oscar, Mark, residing in Greer at the moment. No traffic.
Net would like to recognize N1MMO. That is Mark and Greer. Hey, Mark, can I come at you with a couple questions real quick? I'm curious about something.
Sure, go ahead.
My uncle, his call sign is N1LWK. He's located in Randolph, Massachusetts, just outside of Boston. His call appears to be very close in sequence to yours. Are you from up there, and how long have you had your license?
I'm from North Haven, Connecticut. Been a resident of Connecticut pretty much my entire life until I moved down here about a little over a year ago. I had my license since, I think it was 92.
I mean, he would have gotten his extremely close to when you got yours right before it, as long as that's a sequential call sign. He's the one that got me and my entire family into amateur radio. I was pretty sure you probably did not know who that was, obviously. But I thought it was really neat that your call sign was very, very, very close to his. So thanks for satisfying my curiosity. 92. So my uncle's had his license for longer than I have had mine. I mean, longer than I've been alive, my bad. Way longer than I've had mine. 92. Yeah, I was born in 94. Alrighty. Are there any other stations? Mike Drupapa. I think I was in Mike Drupapa. Any other stations? Mike Drupapa, Mr. P. If you'd like to check in the Blue Ridge 2 Marriott, please call KJ for net control. Tango, Q3T, if you'd like to check into Blue Ridge 2 Marriott, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Net Control. Whiskey, Uniform, 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty and Moore, no traffic, no comments tonight.
I'd like to recognize W2T, that is Rusty and Moore. Rusty, it sounds like you might have Quebec 3 Tango all to yourself tonight. I'll make one last call for it. Any other stations, Q3T, Quebec through Tango, if you'd like to check into Blue Ridge Community Net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris and Lyman, no traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
Alrighty, got me another one. Net would like to recognize WN4S, that is Chris and Lyman. Thank you for checking in tonight, Chris. We'll go ahead and move up to the patient group now. Uniform 3 Zulu, U through Z. If you would like to check into Blue Ridge 2 Marriott, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Museum.
X-ray Bravo. K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. That'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Chicken Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, Scott, Greenville, negative, negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Delta. And my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4, India, Lima, India, both named Mary. Good evening to all, and thanks for calling us tonight, Dan.
Please check in. Kilo 4, Victor Kilo November, K4VKN. This is Alan over here in Piedmont, and I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to everybody on the net.
Net control. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Please add me for comments tonight.
Recognize KX4YM. That is Scott, and he brings along with him his wife, KL4ACD, and his daughter, KL4ILI, both named Mary. They are in Greenville tonight. Also, like to recognize K4VKN. That is Alan in Piedmont. And adding KL4NUE, Chad to Rack 2. Got you marked down, Chad. Are there any other stations, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Recognized by telephone relay KJ4RQZ, that is Nathan, and he's in Traveler's Rest. Hang on 1 second, I got one more coming in as well. I'd like to recognize by telephone relay WD4DYH. That is Johnny, his dad, and also in Traveler's Rest. Both of them next door to me. Alright, we'll go ahead and open it up to Alpha through Zulu, A through Z. If you would like to check into Blue Ridge Premier Net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
KG4JIA, that is Dennis and Gaffney, KK4JD, Joe and Greer, and KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. Thank you all for checking with me tonight. Any other stations, A through Z, Z through A, Alpha through Zulu, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. KJ4WZM now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. We will now begin with the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG2. KL4NUE, Chad, it looks like you are first up for comments. If you're still in here, please call KJ4WZM on Net Control.
Net Control, this is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. And I'd just like to apologize to Dave initially. My cousin and I are up here in Virginia checking out some of the museums, military museums, and just messing around a little bit. And he is a retired Marine, and I am retired Army. And I messed his call sign completely up at check-in. And he is on me to get it fixed. So I apologize to Dave, and I apologize to my cousin for messing his call sign up. So get ready for the correction, for the correct call sign. So his call sign is Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. And I apologize for making the mistake. So maybe there's a little bit of redemption here now. So you got it, Daniel. Let me know.
I do. I have Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. And I just want to take a second and thank both of y'all for your service. Thank you so much for everything that both of y'all have done for this country. It's definitely appreciated. I know I would not have wanted to go out to the Middle East like you did, and I don't know where he went. But no thank you. And no thank you to like the military. I don't want to go do that. So thank you for doing that so that I didn't have to. I definitely appreciate that. You and him both. But I got his call sign correct in the log.
Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. I'm clear. Thank you.
Chad, I hope you have a great one. Enjoy your time up in Virginia. Alrighty. Have I missed anyone for check-ins or comments? Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
For WZM, K4OIM. I'll stick around for just a minute.
Alrighty, well. This is KJ4WZM. How was your day? What's new?
Got there and get all my power tools up. Where I finally finished my deck on my shack. And take them back there to the storage building. And man, that bored me. I couldn't take but one at a time. And I had to sit down about 30 minutes and tote something else. And my daughter's already telling me, Daddy, you need to move all your radio equipment up here in this room. In that big living room that they don't use. But, Daniel, they said it might be 5 or 10 years before I'd be in a wheelchair. And I told her I wasn't going to be in a wheelchair. I'll sell my truck and my camper, and I'll buy me one of them scooters. So what have you done today? Daniel? For OIM, I'll be clear. For OIM, has anybody got a copy on me, or is it my radio quit receiving, or Daniel quit transmitting?
Walt, you're still there. Daniel went away.
This is Harry, isn't it? I thought that maybe I'd quit transmitting.
When you're loud and clear, Walt, just take care of yourself and start shopping for those carts. I've got a friend that has been working on what you've got for about 15 years, and he's still around, so don't throw the towel in real quick yet.
But he said some people it progresses slowly, and some people less than a damn year. But I ain't throw the towel in. I got up, boy, Wednesday I was really depressed, but I got up Thursday morning. I said, well, God let me live 73 years, no serious injuries till I broke my neck, and let's see, Daniel's back in here. K4OIM. OIM. I'm waiting on Daniel.
Peter.
I'm out during the net.
Did I seem out or no?
You lost it again.
Coming on. How much of that did you catch?
Nothing. Damn for ID. Daniel, I didn't think you're supposed to time out during the net.
Did you happen to catch any of the story that I just told, or no? I can't figure out what hit the air and what didn't hit the air, or if my radio ever keyed up in the first place. I don't know what happened. All I know is that when I let go of the PTT switch, it didn't even acknowledge that I had hit the repeater to begin with.
But nothing. Caught a little of the story and then it just cut off.
Anyways, I'll condense it down some this time so I don't repeat myself too much. I start off helping Nathan and Johnny next door at the septic tank project, repairing a damaged drain field. Didn't get my hands too dirty, but they got their hands pretty dirty. I didn't volunteer myself for the nastiest stuff. I just watched that. And then partway through that, one of my regular car customers that always needs help with his car called me and told me that he was on his way. So I went up there and replaced his oxygen sensor for him. Well, no sooner did I get his car jacked up and on jack stands and disconnected his oxygen sensor, a monsoon of a rainstorm came through. After that came through, I went ahead and it took like 30 minutes for the rain to leave. But once that was done, I went ahead and wrapped his air conditioning lines and exhaust lines and catalytic converter and stuff in paper so that I wouldn't get burned. Because every single time I'd reached into the engine compartment with this car, I was getting burned left and right. And I was tired of yanking my hand back super fast going, ouch. So I wrapped the stuff in paper since it hadn't had time to cool down below the burning point of paper. And lo and behold, I didn't actually get burned. So that was awesome. No burns. So that was great. I learned something. So I made a side note to myself, next time I go to work on a car, once it's had time to cool down below the fire point, I'll go ahead and wrap hot lines in paper so that I don't get burned when I go to work on them. So I learned something just then. So that was some of my day.
Comment?
This KC4EZN, Walt and I were wondering where you were at while you were talking and didn't know you weren't talking, so I'm going to back out of here. However, now that you got your general license, you need to go find that HF radio. I just worked Fiji on ST8, so let me dangle that in front of you, and then I'll back out of here and let you and Walt go clear out. Take care, everybody. It's KC4EZN.
Harry, hold on, let me see if I got it real quick. Gotcha, Harry. It's a money issue. I have been lacking funds to get myself a full HF set up. In general, they tend to run right around $1,000 even for used equipment by the time you get yourself a power supply, antenna, coax, radio, everything combined. It's right around $1,000. And sadly, right now I don't have $1,000 to throw at that stuff. I wish that I did, and as soon as I do, I'll get me one. But that's all I'm waiting for, is my funds to build up some where I can go ahead and do that. That's the only thing between me and a HF setup right now. I can't wait. I've been wanting to do that for a long time. My brothers get on HF all the time, and it's just a money issue. I'm waiting that out. I just got to be patient. Someday soon.
There, Daniel, your $1,000 is about right on, there's some pretty decent stuff out there. If you pay attention, to what's there, there are some good radios out there, and but you need to pay attention, and then make sure that you're getting some decent stuff, but. Anyway, it's a whole lot of fun. I've got a 10-tech Corsair 2 that was originally purchased in 1988, and I bought it from the original owner. He had a family problem and had to have some money, and I had that radio and used it for a long, long time, and it decided not to work, and I used that as an excuse to buy a 7300, which I didn't have to buy all the stuff you're talking about because I already had some of it, so that wasn't too bad a hit. And then I found a fellow who repairs old radios, and he went through that thing and basically resoldered some connections, and the display worked. And cleaned it. He put no parts in it. And I've got it back on the air now, and got a little interface box that I hook up to the computer, and I can run digital through that radio, too. So there's some stuff out there. Just just know what you're getting. But protect your knuckles. You still need them to turn the knobs on the radio. With that, Daniel, we wish you and Walt a good evening. We're back out of here. Enjoy talking. It's KC4EZN, and we'll be clear this time.
No problem. Thanks for jumping in there and saying hey for a couple minutes. I really appreciate that, actually. And thanks for the advice. I'm definitely keeping my eyes open and doing my research. I don't like to go into stuff blind, so I'm just looking at everything. It's been 10 years since I've been on HF. My brothers get on digital, especially my next younger brother, Blake Thomas. His call is KJ4ZWA. He gets on digital and does contesting a decent bit. Anytime there's a contest, he goes up to his friend's house in North Carolina, up in the mountains, and runs digital contesting a whole bunch. That's one of his big things. But I'll get into that sometime. I'm not able to at the second, but it's something that I'm chomping at the bit to do. Thanks for jumping in, Harry. Hope you're doing well. And I guess it's back to you now, Bob. K4LIM, KJ4WZM.
For WZM, you can get into ham radio a lot cheaper than that. Everything I've got in here, I bought off the QRZ webpage. This transceiver, the old Yaesu, that I'm talking on, I didn't give but $20 for it. And I went to the Ham Fest and would buy a radio, and then gradually sell that radio and put a little more money with it and buy a better radio. And I've done that. I worked myself up to this Yaesu 950. And it's got all the bells and whistles. I don't even know how to use most of it. And I've got less than $650 in it. And the wire man, 50 foot of coax, and maybe $5 worth of wire. And I've got the radio's got an automatic antenna tuner in it. And it'll tune every band except 20 meters. But when it comes down to it, I got less than about $700 in it. And I've got the manual, MFJ manual tuner in here. It's like brand new. I handle 1,500 watts. I'm going to put it on the swap bit this week. And the radio did need a power supply. Everybody talks bad about switching supplies. I've got a little MFJ switching supply, and I have never had no bad reports, Nathan. I mean, here I go, calling you Nathan again. All right, back to you, Daniel.
Keep on looking and see what I can find as far as deals go. I'm just trying to get my foot in the door right now with HF. My dream rig is almost impossible to get my hands on these days. I would like to have a Kenridge TS-2000, and a year ago I had a decent chance of getting one. Someone was selling them, but right when I had the money together, a whole bunch of things went wrong, and I no longer had the money. It was like the same 24-hour window. I had the money, and I didn't have the money, right when the radio was for sale, and I just felt so let down. It was like I had a big, wonderful balloon. Someone came along with a pin and poked a hole right in the middle of it, and it went pop. So there went all them hopes and dreams. Right when I had it, I didn't. So back to square one again. I'll get it all worked out sometime. I'm sure I'll get on HF. Hopefully by the end of the year, I'll have me a good little setup going on. I'm hoping so, at least.
I'd like to get back on 20 meters and enjoy the general portion of it. And I'd like to get on 80 meters and get back on the South Carolina single stop outside Nanette. Those are probably some big goals for me before the end of the year. I'm hoping to do that before Christmas time. I would love it so much. I haven't been on there in 10 years. So, just hoping to get back to that stuff soon. So I'm going to keep my eyes open and keep doing my homework on where to find stuff. I didn't know about the QRZ page, so keep an eye on there.
Please check in Kilo November 4 Uniform Bravo Golf. That's KN4 UBG Kevin over here in Fountain Inn. I'll be negative and negative. 73 is you and everybody on the net. And just for purposes of Facebook Marketplace, they have some of the Kenwood TS2000s on there. You really got to search for it and kind of watch when they post them. They was one on there not long ago for $600. I got a Kenwood TS2000. That's what I'm talking on now. And it does everything, and I love it. But Facebook Marketplace is another good place to look. So, back to you, and the other guy you was talking to out there.
I appreciate you so much for jumping in there. And hopefully that I said something. if I could get a couple people to keep their eyes open for one, I will definitely see what I can do to get my hands on it for sure. I would love to get one of those TS2000s. I've wanted one for a very long time. Thanks for hopping in there, Kevin, and I'll definitely keep my eyes open. I'm going to see if I got any more check-ins real quick, and then I'm going to get right back to you. Do you have any more check-ins? A through Z, Z through A, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. K4LIM, KJ4WZM.
Had a check-in there that was checking in. He only had about 2 bars on the scale.
Go ahead. Do I have any check-ins? A through Z, Z through A, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Relay on the station that tried to check in that I missed.
Give me just a second. Let me get something to write something down with here. I got to get a piece of paper. And I'll give it to you. Hang on just a second. That station calling. Give me your call sign and I'll give it to him. If you don't mind. Got you about a 5 down here in Fountain Inn. I mean, I have everybody else is full scale. So I don't know if something's going on that end or something, but I have Walt full scale. I have the net control full scale, and you showing up at a 5 on my scale. So Charlie 8 Zulu, give me the last 2. And your name is Jeff, right? Appreciate you checking in, and I'll relay the message. Net control. Please recognize Kilo, Charlie 8, Zulu, Yankee, Bravo. Name is Jeff, and he's in Greenville.
I do appreciate that. That is very strange. He never meets the repeater, so either he is on Simplex or he is transmitting on the input frequency and not making the machine, but making it to you somehow. If you are listening on the input frequency as well. Yep, controllers like to recognize KC8ZYQ. That is Jeff in Greenville. Thanks, Kevin, for relaying that to me. That is wild. I heard you talking to him, but I did not hear him. That's strange right there. But I do appreciate the relay.
No big deal. Yeah, I mean he could be coming in on either one of the frequencies, or he could be Simplex either one. I don't know. That's strange. I mean, you know, usually everybody's locked into the repeater. I have them full scale, but it was like he was coming in Simplex or coming in on the output frequency or something. But I mean, I only had him at 5. But I mean, I could copy him. I mean, audio sounded good. Just the signal wasn't up there.
when he was keying up, he was probably on simplex, 146610 simplex. I doubt that he was on the input frequency from the sounds of that. Very interesting that you were able to pick him up. So if he was in Greenville and you were in Fountain Inn, that's definitely impressive.
Well, I got my antenna pointed that way, so I mean, it's locked directly into you, the repeater itself. I don't hardly ever move it. The only time I move it is when I'm talking to the 1-9 repeater up on Mount Mitchell. That's the only time I move it. I only move it 20 degrees, or actually 30 degrees. So I have to go over to 30 degrees in order to hit it. Right now I'm on 0 degrees. I'm pointing directly north at the repeater.
Sounds good. Well, I gotta make one more call, see if I got any more check-ins. Any more check-ins, A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check in at Blue Ridge Premier Net, please call KJ4WZM on net control. Buddy, I don't hear any this time. Well, thanks again, Kevin, for jumping in there and relaying that station to me. I definitely appreciate it. K4OIM, Walt, are you still in there?
Really weird, because, I'm up here at Lake Bowen, and he wasn't making the repeater up here.
Heard him at all. He had to have been transmitting on the output of the repeater on simplex 146610. Unless Kevin was listening to both the input and the output simultaneously like I do. I constantly listen to 010 as well as 610 in case someone is close to me and doesn't hit the machine. If Kevin does that as well, then the guy could have been trying to hit the repeater and wasn't making it, and Kevin could still pick him up. So either he was transmitting on the input or transmitting simplex output, because I never heard him key the machine up. That's definitely interesting.
Well, you missing a lot, but not being able to get on HF. There's so many nets. I've got 3 or 4 that I've joined, and when I get through right shoeing here, I'll go up to 3919. There's a group there, the good fellows that go to about 12 o'clock. It's not a net. It's just a bunch of guys that get in there in a round table. And if you need to know something about anything, somebody there will know. Yeah, you need to get a HF. KJ4WZM, K4OIM.
DHZYB, yeah, this is Jeff again. Yeah, I was on simplex, guys. Sorry about that. The first time I tried to check in, I was on low power on simplex. Second time I was on medium power on simplex. I went back and checked everything. So sorry about that. Sorry about the confusion. KCHZYB.
I call corrected. I had it marked down as KCHZYQ instead of KCHZYB. Well, glad you were able to get that figured out. We were all really confused because somehow Kevin heard you and nobody else could. So I was like, that's odd. glad you got that figured out. Things are hopping back in there, and I got your call sign corrected, Jeff. You have a great one.
Heck, now that this is straightened out, how's my audio coming through now?
Here, no issues. Full quieting, 5x9x9, 100%.
Appreciate it again. Sorry about the confusion. I hadn't been on this thing for a few days. I've been checking in with a new handheld I got here the last couple of times, so I was back on the base tonight. All right, guys, I appreciate it. I'll let you get back to it. KCHZYB.
Appreciate you checking in. All righty, back to you, Will. K4OIM, KJ4WZM.
That's the loudest station that's been on here tonight. I just wonder what kind of radio and antenna he's running. But he had the best signal up here at Lake Bowen that I've heard tonight. So back to you, K4 keep wanting to call you Nathan, Daniel. Back to you, Daniel.
Me and Nathan are good friends, real good friends. Live right next to each other. I used to live at his house actually for like 4 or 5 years. I stayed there with him. Me and him split rent, and then he got himself a girlfriend, and I moved next door. Now I rent next door. I got me a little tiny house that I own, and renting where it sits at from Nathan's next door neighbor. So I'm actually right on Nathan's property line. He's right next to me. I walk down to his house all the time to hang out. So, I can definitely understand the confusion. Me and him are the same age, got the same interests and everything, hang out all the time. We're real, real similar. I completely understand why people mix us up a lot. Basically brothers. As far as HF goes, I miss 80 meters a lot. The first year I had my general class, I was on 80 meters all the time and occasionally on 20 meters and 40 meters. But I spent most of my time on 80 meters. I played around on there constantly, and I miss it so much. When I finally get my own truck, which I got a long way to go before I can get one of them, but when I finally get my own truck, I'm going to put HF radio on there and talk on 80 meters probably more than I talk on CB. I'm sure of that. Go all up and down the East Coast and talk to people all the time.